Hi, I'm Andrea Day from Traffic Link, and I'm bringing you the latest on the situation at the UK airports, all because of the ash cloud. Currently, there isn't any airspace which is closed across the UK, but airlines are taking the decision to cancel some flights as a precaution. Here are a list of flights, particularly from the Scottish airports, which are currently cancelled. If you're coming out of Glasgow International, Edinburgh International or Aberdeen Airport, KLM have cancelled a number of their flights. Eastern Airways flights have also been cancelled, and Loganair flights have cancelled all their services until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whereas British Airways have cancelled their flights until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At Inverness Airport, all the domestic Loganair and Flybe flights between 6 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon are cancelled. The only services that they're running are the Inter Isles flights in Orkney, and British Airways have also cancelled all their flights from Inverness until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At Kirkwall Airport, again, all domestic Loganair flights and Flybe flights between 6 in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon have been cancelled, again with the exception of the Inter Isles flights into Orkney. At Newcastle Airport, Eastern Airways and KLM flights have all got cancellations, so you need to check their website for further details on that. And at London City Airport, Heathrow and Gatwick Airports, British Airways have cancelled all flights to or to leave Scotland before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All other airports are asking you just to check the status of your flight before heading to the airport in case there are any other cancellations. And at the moment, it's pretty unclear when this cloud will disperse. The strong winds in Scotland and northern England are making it much harder to predict where the ash will be this time compared to last time when we had the problems with the volcanic ash. But it is thought that the smaller northern Scottish airports will be cleared by Wednesday, and they are talking about Glasgow and Edinburgh being cleared by just after lunchtime tomorrow, which is Tuesday. But it all depends on the wind, and the situation is really quite changeable. The strong winds has also been affecting your train services and ferry travel, particularly bad in Scotland. Also, quite a lot of the high bridges have been closed on the roads, meaning that every method of transport is being affected. For the latest information, tune in to your local radio stations, which are all powered by information from Traffic Link.